The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and I've got Tina Burnett in studio with me this morning. She's an amazing woman, and she's my personal trainer. She's one of the top female personal trainers in DFW and was also named personal. She's in the Personal Trainers Hall of Fame. That was in what, 2012? Yeah.
There we go.
There you go.
Hello.
Got your button.
Thanks, Danny.
Oh, my
gosh.
Well, you know, I'm so excited about today's show. I'm excited to talk with Ryan Lowry, who was at the Paleo FX with all of us, about what he found and what he saw and what he thought. And Robert Richman, huge guest. I'm so thrilled this guy is on the show. He is amazing. For those of you who don't know who he is, go to our Facebook page and look on the video that we put there. We're going to be talking about the X pill today. This guy is incredibly funny and smart, and he is also the author of the book, The Culture Blueprint, which is a systematic guide to building the high-performance workplace. And so I'm thrilled to have this guy on the show. He is the co-founder of Zappos and Insights, and he's just innovative. He's innovative. I love the way he thinks. He's going to be talking all about intention, and the story that he's going to tell you about the X-Pill is absolutely incredible and funny. It's a funny story about human nature and how we all react to things and how positive. Did you watch it?
I watched it after you left my house, yeah.
Okay.
It's really cool. I love his personality and his energy.
Too.
And
guys, yeah, he's so funny. He's
right on mark. Yeah. Just awesome.
Yeah. Did you see it, Danny? Do you know who we're talking about?
No.
Okay.
The X-Pill.
So it's funny. And, you know, we all do things with intention. You know, and I was talking yesterday about that moon dust product that I got at Nordstrom, that you take these little packets of powder, and one's for beauty, one's for brain, one for sex, one for power, one for spirit, one for dream, okay? And so you drink this cup of tea or moon dust, you know.
Sugar powder, maybe?
No, it's got some incredible...
It's really got something in there?
No. It's got some really good ingredients in it, but it's actually got some of the mushrooms in it.
Like shrooms?
No.
Mushrooms?
No, not those kind of shrooms. But alchemized with organic and wild-crafted adaptogenic plants, bioactive minerals, and mushrooms. And so, anyway, it talks about created by a mother chef, an alchemist, to harness the healing power of plants. Anyway, it's just funny. So when you drink it, I have to say, you know, because you're that intention, kind of like the red pill, you know, that Rob is going to be talking about, Rob Richman. Intention is everything. It is. If you can believe that you can do something, it propels you into down that path.
Right. It's all about belief. We talked about this recently, and it's kind of the whole idea of the placebo effect, right? Is if you believe it's going to work for you or do something specific for you, it will do it.
Yeah.
For most people, anyway.
Yeah, no, it will. Yeah. And I was, you know, this is, I don't know, if new listeners don't know this story, but, and I mean, Danny, you and Jill, Tina, you guys used to laugh at me, but, you know, when I first started 6 years ago, I would drive here scared out of my mind. Like, scared out of my mind, okay? But, you know, got on here, you know, and just kept my passion going and just, you know, learned and grew each day. But I used to listen to that song by Justin Bieber.
Which one?
Believe.
Oh, yeah.
Believe, you know,
yeah,
with the black girl singing in the background. You know what I'm talking about? You can believe.
I think there's black girls singing it in the background of all of his songs.
But it really did help me. It helped me to believe that I could do this. And so here I am, still standing 6 years later, believing, and with the same amount of passion, maybe even more, about animals. And in fact, we posted something on Facebook this morning. You know, what's up with the rodeo and these people that do things and think that it's okay? You posted it for me, Lexi.
I did.
You want to tell the story? Go ahead.
No, I don't.
Come on, girl. You can do it.
I didn't read the whole thing.
I didn't see it.
Well, I don't have my phone out, so I can't pull it up on my phone. But it's basically this rodeo of what do I want to call this? This event inside of an event like a rodeo where they separate a calf that's milking its mommy, okay, its mother cow, and pull it away from one another and send the mother cow out into the rodeo, and then they rope it and strap it down and then milk it, force milk it. It's just like,
what's the point? What are they doing?
And I don't even want to get started because I get so mad when I think about stuff like this, and I don't want to be angry. I really don't. But it's like, and we wonder why there's so much violence in the world and kids are so screwed up.
Why would anybody want to watch that?
What?
I mean, how is that entertainment?
We signed the petition. It's not entertainment. And I said children. Animals are not put on earth for our entertainment. Mm-hmm. And to rip a mother and a baby cow away from one another just for the fun of it, like, like that's real funny. It drives me crazy.
Sick.
You notice my laugh.
Yeah, that was good.
That was really good.
You got to be ignorant to think that that's okay. Like, seriously.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
that's what the laugh was.
That's what
the people watching it.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and
thinking
it's
gosh.
Funny.
So, if you think that that's wrong, get on our Facebook page for One Life Radio and get involved in being part of the movement.
Yes.
Signing the petition to say, speak with your phone that you don't like it either. And hopefully they'll stop. They call it like a mutton. Baby cow something. Like I said, I don't have my phone out. I should, but...
Mutton busting. Crazy.
Mutton busting.
Nice.
That's what they call it. Mutton busting. And it's like, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Why do we have to do such violent things? And then kids are watching that too. So it's passed on from generation to generation. Ignorance on top of more ignorance. And so it needs to stop. Okay. Next topic.
What am I going to be talking about?
Well, you're going to be talking about Tina's tips for summer, for a summer body. You know, I was doing really good, and then I got all stressed out again, just stuff going on in my life, and, you know, drank a little too much wine, and just, it doesn't take much, you know, as you get older to, like, get inflamed. For anybody, if you eat too much salt, you know, if you drink a little too much, and then it's like I'm miserable again. I want my Bernadette physique back, my normal physique.
It's hard when you're as busy as you are to carve out the time. But the great thing is you know, even 15 or 20 minutes makes you feel better.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes you come to work out with me and you're just so crazy and something happens with your kids and you don't have a full workout with me. But it's like you're still gaining benefit from it. And,
yeah.
And I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, how you should be working out, what your week should look like. If you can be on a regular workout schedule, what that should look like.
Mm-hmm.
And again, of course, what types of workouts they should be.
Well, you know? and you've started really deep from the inside out, and my hamstring is repairing. Mm-hmm. My knee is repairing from where I broke it and pulled or tore my hamstring. But it's amazing, you know, how much stronger I feel. Mm-hmm. I have friends that can't do one pull-up. You know, that if you can't do a pull-up, you need to work on that because it could save your life.
Well, but I'd say push-up before pull-up.
Push-up before pull-up.
Pull-ups are really hard. That's kind of more of an advanced move.
I only said one. Just one. Get yourself.
I can't do it.
I mean.
Well, you need to, sister.
I have terrible upper body strength.
Unless you do pull-ups.
But most women do. And it could save your life.
How could it save your life?
Well,
if you're like falling off the Grand Canyon and you grab a rock and, okay, I need to pull up?
No. Well, I had to scale my fence the other night.
I should have did my pull-ups when I had a chance.
Let's say if you can't do one squat. That would be better because for people out there that don't work out at all,
yeah,
a pull up is a really advanced move. I mean, I'm just as a personal trainer, I would say squatting. If there's one exercise I would tell people to do, or I'll say two, it would be squats and then a push up.
Yeah,
but of course you got to know how to do them right because most people don't do push ups right, but or squats for that matter. But yeah, because those are two full body movements.
What's the biggest mistake that they make when they do a
push up?
A push up improperly.
On a push up, a couple of things is the hand position. A lot of them, I see people doing it with their hands out in front of their head. You know, like your hands should be right under your shoulders, like lined up. If you drew a line from one hand to another, it should line right up with your chest. Not with your head or your neck. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then also going down too deep, trying to think of they need to touch their chest to the floor. Now, of course, that depends a lot on your arm length because somebody with really long arms really shouldn't go all the way to the floor. But if you have like short arms, But the idea is the range of motion is important too, because a lot of people end up tearing up their shoulders from doing push-ups wrong. If their hands are too high up or too above their head or like by their face versus by their chest, and if they're going too deep.
Well, and a lot of guys have shoulder injuries.
Yes, it's very common.
All right,
that went fast.
It did go fast because we were chatting it up. I know. All right, everybody, we've got a really great show coming up. I've got Ryan Lowry. We're going to be covering the Paleo FX recap. Robert Richman, he is the author of The Cultural Blueprint. We're going to be talking about the X-Pill, and Tina Burnett, tips for that summer body that we all want. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Paula's crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Spring has arrived and it's time to decorate for weddings, parties, and outdoor events. At Christmas Light Source, we know that lighting is the easiest way to add sparkle to all of your celebrations. Choose round bulbs to light your patio or the latest in LED lights to wrap your trees. See our blog for the latest tips and design guides. Our customers have been lighting up their lives since 2005. See us online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint. Buy an old drop top, find a spot to pimp. Then I'm a kid, rock it up and down.
Oh my gosh. Welcome back to One Life Radio. Great choice, Danny.
That was awesome.
I got a cowboy mad. He called in. So apologies to him. But here's the thing.
I said the wrong word. Yeah, okay. I didn't hear you say mutton busting.
I didn't say okay. Mutton busting.
But well, Lexi did.
I did.
Lexi did.
Mutton busting is really cool. That's actually pretty cute.
I saw the pictures. I still don't think it's cute.
It says that injuries on those kids are very common too.
Well, I'll just say this:
not to the animals, but to the kids. That's why they have them all padded up. And
if the animal is happy, then I'm happy. And if the animal's unhappy, then I'm in disagreement with it. But what we were talking about is wild cow milking.
Yeah.
Okay, where they take a female cow, rip her away from her calf that's milking, and then take the cow and then send her out into the middle of the rodeo field and then rope her and whatever they do, throw them to the ground, tie their legs up, and then force milk her.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, Ryan, what do you think of that, Ryan? Get me out of this, Ryan. Don't you think that's mean?
You know, I don't even know. I like you said, if they're happy, that's all that matters.
Well, no, I don't think a mama cow. I can tell you right now, I'm pretty sure that a mama cow is not happy about having her baby cow ripped from her while she's milking, and then thrown to the ground and tied up, and then force milked. If they did that to a male cow,
so is this what Ryan's substance is?
No, it isn't. But if they did that to a male cow, maybe some men would get mad if they took a male cow and threw him to the ground and tied him up and like pulled on his pud and.
Oh Lord, I think we need to move. I think we need to move to Ryan's subject.
So Ryan,
in that conversation,
how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Oh my gosh,
it was great seeing you guys last week. It was great.
Yeah, it's always great to have you on the show. For people that are just now joining us that don't know who you are, Ryan Lowry is a PhD student at Concordia University. He has published over 80 manuscripts, abstracts, and book chapters on human performance and sports nutrition. He also serves as the president of the Applied Science and Performance Institute in Tampa, Florida. You can find him on Twitter at RyanLowry14. That's at RyanLowry14. Today, we're talking about the Paleo FX recap. So I want to know, I talked about it on Monday a little bit. But yesterday, what do you want people to know about the Paleo FX, Ryan?
Oh yeah, you know it was actually an amazing conference, and I think it was great to see this type of movement towards just overall whole foods and more attention to detail on ingredients. Like I'm seeing a lot more products being very transparent and open label with their ingredients, and
I love it.
And there's a lot more organic stuff, which was amazing to see. And a lot of this whole low-carb movement is incredible. What you're seeing, a lot of people being more conscious about all the added sugars and all these different sweeteners that they're putting in their body. It was just amazing to see these companies work like that.
Yeah, no, it really is. And there were so many of them. You know, even like, so the tuna fish industry is getting cleaned up. So you've got companies like Safe Catch, okay, that eat pure, live pure. And their story is fascinating. Their CEO is actually going to jump on the air with us here in the next couple of months. And they test every single fish. They talk about tuna technology, what makes them different. They are the only brand that individually tests every fish for mercury. And things like that are important, especially when you're trying to get really fit or well, or if you're sick, if you're fighting cancer, you don't want any extra toxins in your body like mercury. Great companies like Moulet's, who's making sausage, great Italian sausage too, all kinds of sausage and chorizo, is that how you say it? Mm-hmm. All from animals that are all free range until the moment that they are processed. And another company I was impressed with too is White Oak. But all these companies are doing what you're talking about, Ryan. Bulletproof was there, and they had an oxygen bar. Did you go to that? Did you get hooked up to the oxygen while you were there?
You know, I did. I saw everyone doing that, but I actually just didn't get a chance to do that. I thought that was interesting.
It was fun. It was just a great way to have fun. But like you said, it's incredible the transparency that these companies out there now are engaging in order to educate consumers and do the right thing. And I absolutely love it. You said it's like a movement. It is. It's like a total movement that's going on.
You know, do they still have oxygen bars? I think in probably L.A. and, you know, maybe Denver. But, I mean, that was a thing, I think, a couple of years ago.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They do in Boulder.
They do, okay.
I've seen one.
Yeah. But I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you're in high elevation, that actually can help you.
That's probably why it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so talk to us about, I saw a couple keto companies like Keto Sports, and I know that, you know, you and Sean are, of course, in the ISSN, a lot of you guys so believe in the ketogenic diet and it being essential for people that are suffering from metabolic disease like cancer and other diseases that are caused by, metabolic failure. Mm-hmm. So what else do you want people to know about things that you saw there?
You know, one of the things that was amazing, kind of going back to your point, is, like, you talked about the fish, which is a really interesting part of it. I'm seeing a lot, there was actually a lot of beef companies that you had mentioned as well.
Yeah.
This whole concept of grass-fed and grass-finished. Like, I went around to every single beef company, and I was asking them, because on the label, you'll typically see, oh, grass-fed, and we really don't know what that means. It's a really complex labeling technique, because sometimes these animals can be grass-fed for a couple of weeks, and then right before they die, they feed them a ton of corn and processed food, and and just fatten them up really quick before they slaughter them. But a lot of the important aspects is grass-fed and grass-finished. It's good that people are really focusing and mm-hmm. trying to get the education out on the importance of these type of procedures and working with animals like this in the most humane nature.
You know, just out of curiosity, this is kind of a little bit off the track, but isn't that somewhat like Kobe beef?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kobe beef is a great cut. A lot of it, again, depends on where you're getting it from. It's always going to come back to, that's why I'm a big fan of, like, seeing these people in person and talking to them, because you really get to meet and talk to the people who are on the ground floor doing it, raising the animals themselves, and that's where you really hide. When you shop at a lot of these retail stores, you don't even know where they're coming from or who these farmers are or what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But here, you're getting that chance to connect, and you really know, you might pay a little bit more, but you're paying what you get for what you get.
Yeah, and the animals, I have to say, and all these new certifications that are coming. So the two companies that I spoke with at length to were White Oak Pastures and Moulet's. Okay, so Moulet's is crafted from old world family recipes using only the highest quality ingredients. And you'll love this. They're Italian, Ryan, like you and I.
Of course they are.
and they're raising really nice cows, and they're treating them well. And I love that. And so their whole thing is sausage.
But those places where you order from them directly?
Yeah,
I mean, they don't sell their product in a store, do they? Isn't it where you order it and have them send it?
I'm not sure what kind of distribution mm-hmm. they have, but I do know that you can order online as well. But then, you know, companies like White Oak Pastures and, you know, cows were born to roam and graze. It says hogs were born to root and wallow. Chickens were born to scratch and peck. These are natural, instinctive animal behaviors. Unfortunately, the industrial commodity livestock production system produces animals in monoculture confinement environments that do not allow animals to express these instinctive behaviors. This is done to lower the cost of producing meat, and these confinement systems are efficient. Our farm, and I'm speaking, you know, for all these farms that were represented there, that I thought was so cool, is that they are all about being humane and getting the certification. There's now 4 certifications for meat processors. The first one is certified humane, raised and handled. Then animal welfare approved, and then American grass-fed, and then global animal. And so I think it's so cool to see this change in the meat industry. I don't know.
Is there a label that you put on chickens, as far as, you know, not eggs? We all know about free-range eggs, but there's no label when you buy chicken.
Yeah,
is there?
Well, I think some of these
organic,
but free roaming.
So they do have that label when you buy chicken. Okay.
Yeah. Not everywhere though.
No.
I mean, when I make my chicken yummalicious for my family, I go to Whole Foods and I get a free roaming chicken, and I have them cut it up for me, you know, and I buy
you
the whole chicken.
You have them kill it right in front of you?
No. No, if that was the case, I couldn't do it. But my children love that chicken yummalicious recipe that I make, and they're always asking for it at least once a month, but that's about it. But I love the way the Wild Caught Tuna, too. Those two companies, Wild Planet and Safe Catch, are both doing amazing things and making it so much easier to eat clean, and especially on the run. Tina, you're here. Ryan, you work out all the time. You guys are extremely into fitness. You know how hard it is to get that protein,
mm-hmm.
that clean protein.
Yeah.
Into your diet so that you can get maximum benefits for how hard you exercise.
Yeah, I know. And I'm on the road constantly running around.
Right.
And I work through the lunch hour every day. So it's, you know, stopping in at like Flower Child or a new favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know you're getting a good clean stuff.
Yeah, and the UoBiome was there. Did you get to see them, Ryan?
I did. Yeah, I'm a big fan of them. I got a couple kits, and I have my doctor's off on them to send them out. But I'm really excited to play around with that and kind of see what comes better.
Yeah, they were introducing the Smart Gut, giving out UBiome like a... But look at this. It's a test kit to Tina to test your microbiome.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, you get to send a swipe in.
A swipe or a dab?
A dab. A swipe or dab. Either one. All right, Ryan, so good to have you on the show. Thanks so much for jumping on with us.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. That's Ryan Lowry. You can find him at RyanLowry14 on Twitter. That's at RyanLowry14. Stay tuned. We've got Robert Richmond coming up. We're going to be talking about the X-Pill on One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, it's Bernadette. Introducing Charlotte's Web new hemp-infused coffee. Cannabis coffee that doesn't get you high. Boost your morning with antioxidants and neuroprotectants. A calm cup of coffee for improved focus and clarity. Charlotte's Web new 5280 hemp-infused coffee from Snow Street Coffee and Charlotte's Web. Dedicated to quality and responsibly sourced products. Colorado companies Snow Street Coffee and CW Hemp have come together to create a great tasting coffee that features the unique benefits of cannabinoids. In creating this coffee, great taste was and is the priority. Roasted in small batches, 5280 Coffee blends a mix of diverse coffees from the Central American Highlands. Their whole bean coffee is always roasted medium for full coffee flavor and balance, and then infused with a blend of CW cannabinoid extract in MCT-rich coconut oil. Once combined with the unmatched care that goes into Charlotte's Web, the results are a fantastic cup of coffee with an added daily health and wellness boost. Available in a 12-ounce resealable bag with 500 milligrams of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. Find them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Tina Burnett, and our very special guest today, Robert Richmond. I am so thrilled to have you on the show, Robert. Welcome to One Life Radio. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh. Like, I watched your video and I just, you've got to share this with people. Let me give your bio first though. I just had to say hello to you before, you know, I read it. So excited to have you on the show. So, for all of you out there listening, Robert Richmond is the author of the book, The Culture Blueprint, A Systematic Guide to Building the High Performance Workplace. He was a manager and culture strategist, at Zappos.com and co-founded Zappos Insights, an innovative program focused on educating companies on the secrets behind its game-changing employee culture. He took Zappos Insights from an idea to a multi-million dollar business line, and Robert has spoken to and consulted for companies like Google, Toyota, Eli Lilly, Whole Foods, and many other companies, and he is also the creator of the X-Pill. So I have to ask you, how in the heck did you come up with this idea for the X-Pill?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I was a film student, and I had this bizarre idea. I very quickly found with films that it takes a lot of effort to create a film. And I was much more intrigued by the idea of how we take our favorite movies and make them real. And so I had this bizarre idea of taking my favorite movie, The Matrix, and saying, what if we could make a real red pill out of it that actually woke you up to your own reality? And so I just pretended. It was really just kind of a game. And I found red Tic Tacs, and I put them in prescription pill bottles, and I took them to this crazy event called Burning Man, a festival in the middle of the desert, and I gave them out to people. And I noticed for myself, when I took it, I had a new insight about what I was dealing with at the time. And I would share it with people and do it as a game. And I didn't really take it seriously until after the whole festival, when everybody goes home.
Yeah.
I got a call from somebody who said, hey, are you the guy with those red pills? And I'm like, yeah, you mean the red Tic Tacs that I put in bottles? She's like, yeah. I said, yeah, I got more. Why? She said, well, I'm a psychologist, And I've been giving them to my patients, and they've been having breakthroughs that I haven't been able to get them to otherwise.
Isn't that crazy?
That is so awesome.
It is so awesome. So what were you thinking when she said that to you?
I was just thinking how cool it was because, I mean, I was incredulous a bit, but I love this kind of magical thinking. And I thought, okay, if that worked for them, how can we keep going with this and take it to the next level?
Well, and it is the power of intention, as you speak about in this little video that we put on Facebook, is so incredible. A lot of people really, it's funny, you had a different reaction from different people. Either people you say jumped at the opportunity or fully rejected it when you were walking around, asked them if they wanted you, you know, if you wanted them to try this red pill that you had. And they're like, no, I'm good, man. I'm good. I remember. Then some people were like, no, I like my reality, back off, or whatever it was they said. But it's interesting that people react differently. So, and then you took it to another level, and then you did the purple pill. Okay.
Yeah, so I said, okay, what if we actually made pills with nothing in them? And I called up a supplement company and said, hey, can I produce pills that have no effect? And they said, well, we could fill them with brown rice. And I said, okay. They actually said it was illegal. They said, that's a placebo. You can't sell a placebo. That's deception. I said, no. We're going to actually tell people what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we never heard that before. So we made pills. I decided to make them purple because it's like if you took the red pill and the blue pill from the Matrix and put them both together and took them both at once, they'd be purple.
Right.
So you could stay in this world. And then I started to give them to people with a ritual I created with it. And it was amazing that people started to achieve their goals. And I was like, okay, what's going on here? Because people would use it to set intentions. How is this working? And what I started to see was that people, their comments, they'd say that it's like all their distractions fell away.
Mm-hmm.
Like the pill was really clearing out anything that wasn't that so they could focus on it. And, you know, what we focus on actually builds and increases. So
right.
It seemed like that was what was doing it, what was increasing the ability for them to realize their intentions.
Well, and I think that having something tangible instead of like just repeating a mantra or something in the morning, like I will have a powerful day or whatever your mantra is, or I will have a peaceful day, or I will accomplish this focus on this passion of mine today. It's the part of it, I think, is like I said, holding the bottle, taking the pill, swallowing the pill with that intention. Mm-hmm. And is there any science to back up that the act of doing that actually sends any kind of messaging to the brain?
Yeah, they're finding more and more science with it. There's an Institute for Placebo Studies at Harvard University, and they're finding it has to do with certain dopamine receptors that people are more susceptible to the placebo effect than others. But what's so interesting about it is that Ted Kaptchuk, the head of the center, said in an article by Smithsonian Magazine, said, if when people ask me, I know what's really going on, which is the ritual behind it, and it's the connection between the person giving it to you and the doctor. And he said, but we've got to study the science because people want to hear the science. But he said, we know it's really about the empathy of the listener, having a conversation, developing a ritual around it. And so that's what we developed with X-Pill, is actually, after hundreds of tests and trials with people, developed a ritual that seems to really work for people.
Have you heard of the book You Are the Placebo by Joe Dispenza?
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing you're saying. And basically their conclusion is you and every other human being are shaping your brain and body by the thoughts you think, the emotions you feel, the intentions you hold, and the transcendental states you experience. You Are the Placebo invites you to harness this knowledge and create a new body and a new life.
Yeah,
I heard about that book last week from somebody.
Well,
basically the same concept,
Rob,
right?
Rob, if you could see my book, The Intention Experiment, I carry it everywhere with me. It's all it's beat up really bad, but you know, it's all about using your thoughts to change your life in the world. And people really, I just don't think that they realize how much power they really have within themselves to change their lives by just simply focusing on it, as you said.
And believing.
Yeah.
That's
like,
huge.
Like Justin Bieber.
Believing, like the song.
Absolutely. The part that surprised me about it, though, is that how much there's our own beliefs, but there's also other people's beliefs. And that's what they found with the placebo. Is one of the most interesting placebo studies out there is the one where they didn't use a placebo. They used an actual full-blown pain pill. And to some users, they said, this is going to help with your back pain. It's a pill that will help you. And others, they just gave them the pill and didn't say anything.
Oh, wow.
And so the group that got the connection to the doctor who said that and set the expectation within them got a 30% better effect than those who just were given a pill, and it's an actual active pill.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's absolutely astounding. It really is. And so you talk about the connection and the empathy with the doctor or whoever it is that's giving you any type of substance, if you will, and with an intention, is extremely powerful. It really, really is. What else do you want people to understand about what you're doing and the power that they have within them?
Yeah, the what's interesting about this process with it is that I can say to you, what do you want? And it's you can think about all kinds of different things. But when I place a pill in front of you, even an inert one, and say, we're going to swallow this, and once it's in, you can't turn back. Suddenly, just asking yourself that, it's amazing how many people will take the pill and just carry it with them and start conversations with it or ask themselves, what is it that I want? Some of them don't even take it because it's that kind of question to ask yourself. Okay, if I knew that I was on this ride and I couldn't get off, what do I want? And what that conversation does is brings up the actual fears you have. So you might say, I want to start a business, and you'd be talking about that. But then I place the pill in front of you. Then suddenly you say, whoa, 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 wait. But then I might be up late every night and never see my kids. And now, now we know your real fear that's keeping you back. And now we can actually have a discussion about that.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. And if anyone should know how to build a company, it's you. Someone actually told me you were on the show, How I Built This, or a podcast. I wasn't familiar with it. But, you know, any advice you want to give to our listeners out there?
What would be the context?
I don't know. Whatever you're feeling, whatever you're thinking.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, to mix it with that work, what I've seen with going into change companies, health companies, et cetera, whether you're launching a company or a consultant or et cetera, take a look at why you're doing it. Because what we found is that if you're looking for the company or the client or whatever that is, or even your own people to change, and you don't have that within yourself. So, for example, if you want more excitement in your life and you're trying to bring excitement to a company and culture, but you're not a living, exciting life yourself, then you're actually using your job, your company, your customers, your employees as medication for your own life. Mm. And so the way to do this is really look at any reason why you're doing it and see, are you giving that to yourself first? Because if you are, then you can give it to the world. But if you're using your customers, your clients, et cetera, to give you that without you giving it to them first, you're going to be in a downward spiral.
Wow, I love it. Thank you so much for jumping on with us, Robert Richman. He is the author of The Culture Blueprint. Can't wait to get my copy from Amazon. Thank you so much for jumping on with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. Tina Burnett coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio. We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Do you
want to reverse the early signs of aging? Hi, this is Bernadette. Do what I do. Pixel Perfect is an aesthetic laser treatment that lifts away years from your face. It can help reverse the early signs of aging and helps counteract years of sun damage or acne scarring. It provides noticeable results. Imagine a dramatic new you. To learn more, go to LynnRobertsMD.com. That's L-Y-N-N-E, RobertsMD.com. Or call 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300. And tell them that Bernadette sent you. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Tina Burnett. Tina Burnett Allen is currently the top female personal trainer in DFW, as named by the Personal Trainers Hall of Fame in August 2012. She was chosen as well out of over 5,000 other trainers to be published in a book titled Interviews with the Top Personal Trainers, Ask the Experts. So honored to have her on the show. She's part of the original team with Jill and I in the very, very early days of One Life Radio.
We go way back.
We do go way back. And she's my personal trainer, and she has seen me through several injuries without ever seeing a doctor, I might add, which is awesome. This girl knows what she's doing, and she's very careful how she handles, not handles your body, but, you know, handles your work.
Not like man handles, but, you know. Anyway. Order your workouts.
So for everyone out there who really wants Tina's tips for a summer body, listen up, because this woman is an expert. All right, Tina, what do we need to know?
Summer is really, like,
it's here.
Pretty much here.
I'm supposed to be at a pool party tonight.
I should have done this a month ago.
But
my schedule's been so nuts, it's been really hard to get on this show. But so people ask me a lot, you know, like, first thing is, you know, what should I be doing and what should my week look like? Like, how many days should I be doing weight training or resistance training and such and cardio, as everybody calls it, which I don't like to call it cardiovascular training. But let me just tell you what I believe a week. If your goal is to get leaner, because everybody's got different goals. This is not somebody wanting to train for a marathon or something. This is somebody that just wants to really lean out, maybe add a little muscle mass, and look good in a bathing suit. Lose a little body fat. Look good in a bikini, and guys in the chubbies or whatever you're going to wear. You know, those new shorts all the guys are wearing.
I don't
called
know.
Chubbies. Yeah, they're called chubbies. Look it up. Google it.
Okay.
So this is what I believe that's necessary. 3 days of the week needs to be some kind of resistance training or weight training. Basically, that's the same thing. For some people, resistance training might be a body squat. For other people, it's a deadlift with holding weight or holding a bar or kettlebells and such and such. So finding out what is, you know, challenging for you. It's really about intensity when it comes to weight loss. It's about short duration, high intensity workouts. It's what I've always preached when you're really trying to change your body composition, your fat to muscle ratio.
Well, and you have a lot of male clients. This is not just a female thing.
Right, I do. I have several male clients. Mm-hmm. And probably right now kind of half and half, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. More men lift weights and stuff than women, but you're seeing a lot more women in the gym because, you know, if you look at all the magazines, the fitness magazines, it's really all starting to promote, you know, you got CrossFit and you know, you got it's, and there's tons of women doing this kind of stuff. So and it's changing their body. Now, when I say that, though, some of you women look, oh, I've seen some of those CrossFit girls and they're all big and bulky and I don't want to look like that. Well, that's also CrossFit, and you can, I mean, if you saw me, some of you have seen me, but if you saw me, I lift very heavy, you know, 8 to 10 reps
this
of heavy kettlebells.
Heavy weight,
I'm strong as heck, and I'm not big and bulky at all. And I don't want to be because I've learned to balance it out. And so that's where the second thing comes in is 2 days of some kind of sprint or what I like to call burst training. Now, when I say sprint, I don't want that to scare everybody away because there's a lot of people that go, well, I can't run sprints. Well, it doesn't have to be running. Mm-hmm. Sprinting can be done on a spin bike. You know, you can go to spin classes, that kind of thing. I do my own spin workout by myself with my playlist and my timer, and I hit it hard for it, like 30 seconds. That's
yeah,
all
it just
I
means
I mean, 30 minutes. 30 seconds.
Well, it,
30
it,
minutes.
It's just, it's simply put, it's just doing something in proper position until you're exhausted. And it usually, if you're doing it properly and engaging all your muscles and really hitting it hard, you're usually exhausted by anywhere between 30 and 60 seconds.
Right. A burst,
then you recover.
A true burst is right. Anything where you're fatigued before you get to a minute.
Right.
So it's, and I like to say, really keep it between like 20 and 40 seconds. So if you get on a, say if you get on a bike and you, not a road bike, but, or you could do a road bike and do hill sprints, but you know, go as hard as you can, whether you're sitting down or riding up out of the seat or however you do it, or Versa climbers are a fantastic tool. If you go to a gym and they have one, you do that thing as hard as you can for 30 seconds, you're not going to be able to go any longer. And then you recover for however long you need. Everybody's different. 1 minute for some people may need two to three minutes to recover.
We haven't trained in the stadium for a while, but I mean, that's one of the
things.
The stadiums are free. Okay. And you, run the stairs.
Yeah.
By the time you get to
down.
Yep. Sprint up, walk down,
up
and down, up and down. It's an incredible workout and it's free and you're outside and it gets your metabolism, cracking and it's just a great workout.
Yeah. And you can just do stuff in place. You could do burpees, you could do jump squats, you could do, just really hard, fast squatting with no extra weight. There's a lot of stuff. And I'm going to talk about that. If hopefully we get to today, I'm going to have to split this topic up into information next week too. But I do have some ideas for workouts for the home that you don't need or very little equipment or no equipment. So we'll kind of get to that.
And then
the third part of your week, so the other 2 days that are left, I'm so big on rest and recovery days.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it took me a few years to figure out that I had to give my body rest.
Right.
And a lot of people that don't, and they go so hard and then they wonder why they're exhausted and fatigued and they're not sleeping well.
When you get done with me, I can't walk the next day. I'm joking, kind of, sort of. But I need that recovery and then I'm ready for that. So it's kind of like every other day.
It's like a de-stressing day that you need. You can choose the days.
Right.
What I did, told people, was choose the day that you just feel really tired or maybe you didn't get enough sleep. Then take that day off. Go get a massage or go for like just leisure walking or maybe just go toot around on your mountain bike or your beach cruiser around. Something that where you feel like you did something, but it's not intense, or sometimes just,
clean
the house, whatever you want to do. Something that's low intensity, very moderate, just to make you feel good. Get outside or do yoga or something like that. And that's a great thing to do on rest and recovery days. So those are your 7 days of the week, right? So workouts for the gym. So again, I talk a lot about intensity and people that do have access to a gym, this would be for you. So for high intensity training, hybrid or I call them hybrid, but it's compound exercises where you're using upper body and lower body muscles. This really builds muscle and burns fat. So this is a great example of some of the stuff that Bernadette, you and I do.
Yeah.
So like when I have you do a squat and you're holding dumbbells in your hands at your shoulders, then
killer.
You squat and then you go up and you press them.
I only do about 15 and I always break a sweat. And I'm not a sweater, okay? But that always makes me break a sweat. It's igniting every major muscle group that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible and it's not that hard. You just need a couple of weights. You do 3 or 4 sets of those along with, three sets or even three sets.
And doing push-ups. You got push-ups is another, example of a compound movement. Pull-ups, like you mentioned earlier, if you have a place that, and you can do to modify like a normal pull-up, I mean, like a hanging pull-up, you can do a horizontal pull-up, which I've done those with you as well before.
Mm-hmm.
If you can find a bar, like a Smith machine or where you have a low bar where you basically get under the bar in a horizontal position with your body and you pull up towards the bar, but your body's like, your shoulders are parallel to the floor versus hanging from the bar above you, which for some people, but some gyms will have the big thick bands that you can tie on the bar and then you put your foot on the band and it gives you assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So you can start there. And then as you get stronger, you can take the band off and try to do them on your own.
Well, and you can have improvement really quickly. I have to tell you, after I broke my foot, I think one of the longest periods I ever have without really getting some good exercise in because I was in so much pain. Your foot has a lot of nerve endings in it. And it didn't take that long, really, once we got working. But it's the weightlifting that really is the game changer.
But you got to, if you do have imbalances or injuries, it's like what I did with you, Bernadette, is you really have to start with Strengthening the muscles, like say you have a knee or a foot issue, strengthening the hip muscles and doing band work. I mean, and again, you know, that's kind of stuff that you may have to learn from a trainer. And by the way, my my email is TB, the letters T, the letters B, fitnesspro@gmail.com. If anybody wants to ask me questions or
we'll put
you know,
it out
see
on
about
Facebook
getting consultation.
We should do a little video of you doing just some of those basic exercises so people have a little bit of an idea. Yep. I actually brought my band with me. I was going to walk around with it while I'd have a meeting later. Talk to Marie and Lexi and, you know, doing it while I can and get squeezing it in somehow because being fit and being healthy is so important. Tina, thank you so much. You're going to be back next week. We're going to finish this up because we want everybody to have a super summer, a fit summer. A special shout out to our sponsors because they bring this content to you. Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, Squatty Potty, Sun Warrior, and OneStopPaleoShop.com. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.